Ketanya, last week we started Perek Tezayin, and on the top it's 42. They're bringing them. Okay, Perek Tezayin, chapter 16, on the top it's page 42, nine lines into the Perek. The Alter Rebbe is explaining, at the beginning of the Perek of Tezayin, the Alter Rebbe, after he explained the Tezvav, like we learned 2 weeks ago. We learned 2 weeks ago that the Beinoni, you have two levels of a Beinoni, one that serves Hashem, one that doesn't serve Hashem. If you break your nature, you call serving Hashem. If you don't break your nature, you call not serving Hashem. So he says in Tezayin that a very big rule that a Beinoni has to understand is that the mind has to rule the heart, which means that the mind has to stimulate the heart to come to reveal within the heart an open love and fear of Hashem. Just like a person loves physical things, so the Beinoni, in order to get to the level of a Beinoni, it's very important that he stimulates within himself, through the mind, a love and a fear of Hashem that is actually felt. So he says, the Yesod HaKein, even more than this, there's a big rule in the Aved of a Beinoni. That even if the hand of his intellect and the spirit of his bina, meaning his level of chokhmah and bina, is not great enough to reveal a level of love of Hashem in an open heart, meaning that his heart should be burning like a flame of fire, and a desire, with a desire and a lust and a temptation which is felt, the love in the heart, to cling to Hashem. The first level that he spoke was a pretty great level, even though some people last week maintained that they're at that level, but it's still a very great level. There's two levels of loving Hashem that he's talking about over here. The real level is that a person has to work with himself to such an extent that their heart love Hashem so much. So just like somebody you love, you want to be with, and you miss them, and it physically affects you. So the same way a person has to reach a level of loving Hashem to such an extent that it's burning fire in the physical heart, that they want to attach themselves to Hashem through doing mitzvahs. That's the higher level of a Beinoni. Then the Alter Rebbe says, what happens if a Beinoni cannot reach that level? The level of understanding of Hashem is not enough to stimulate an open, burning, sensational feeling of love to Hashem. The only thing they're able to do is create an understanding of godliness in their mind that wants to do mitzvahs. And that's the normal Jew that does mitzvahs. It's not that they love Hashem, they're just passionate, like the Baditchever who was up a whole night Sukkot because he couldn't wait. He was physically, he couldn't sleep the night of Sukkot because he was waiting impatiently for the opportunity to bench Lulav. And then when Sukkot was over and he didn't put on tefillin for 8-9 days, Pesach and Sukkot, the Matzoy Yomtif, Matzoy Simchas Torah, he was up a whole night, kept looking outside, when is day going to come that he's going to be able to put tefillin on again? That's the level. The first level that the Alter Rebbe was talking about. You feel it, mamish, in a way that you are excited and you get jumpy, you know, and excited when you do the mitzvah. If he can't reach that level, because it is a very lofty level of understanding Hashem to such an extent that it causes you, mamish, to be jumping for joy. He says the Beinoni has to understand that there's another level of reaching, which is not as great, but it's more attainable. And that is that the Beinoni understands that through their understanding of Hashem, they understand this is the right thing to do. And because it's the right thing to do, this is what I want to do. It's not that they're actually jumping for joy, you know, they're really feeling it. He says, even though the mind can't reach the first level, he says that it should be a burning sensation. The only thing they're able to have is Ava Mesuteres B'Meich, the hidden love which is in the brain. Meaning, it's enough of a stimulation of the brain that, yeah, I want to do it. V'talumis libe, in the concealed part of the heart. The Hainu, which means Shalev Maven, the heart understands. V'ruach Chochma Binase Shebemeche, with the level of Chochma and Bina of the mind. He understands G'dula Saint Sov Baruch Hu, the greatness of Hashem. The Kula Kamei Kulei Choshev Mamish, that everything can compare to Hashem is nothing. So therefore he understands that Hashem is great, and therefore he wants to become connected to that level of Hashem. Asher Kein Yosel Yisbarich. Therefore Hashem wants Shetichla Elav Nefesh Kochoi, that the soul of every person should cling to him. Lidavik V'Licholu Be'erei, to become connected and become included in the greatness of Hashem. In other words, this lower level, the person understands Hashem is great. He's much greater than everything else in the world. Everything compared to Hashem is nothing. And therefore, I want to be connected. That is also enough for the Beinoni to be able to do all the mitzvahs and not even to do one Aveda. Because he's saying the whole concept of a Beinoni is he doesn't sin, not in thought, not in speech, and not in action. So how does a Beinoni come to this? So the Alter Rebbe explained before at greater length in Tanya, Meyach Shalat Al Alev. The mind controls the heart. What does it mean, the mind controls the heart? So the first level, that Rebbe says, the mind controls the heart, meaning the mind wakes the heart up for jumping joy and doing mitzvahs. He says there's another level of mind controlling heart, that the mind understands that Hashem is great, and therefore I want to become connected to Hashem, and therefore I want to do mitzvahs, and I don't want to do any Aveda. That is also enough of a mind over heart. And it's enough for the Beinoni to be a Beinoni. He says, V'gam nafshi v'ruchi asher b'kirbei, also his nefesh and his ruch, which is within him. Kach yosolam, this is what's good for them. Li'es kleis elav, to be longing to Hashem. V'chesheke v'chaveta, with the desire. Latzis min artekon, to guard of their shield, which is the goof, which is the concealment of the neshama's relationship with Hashem. L'dav kebet to cling to Hashem. So the Beinoni understands the second level, that by thinking in Hashem, I'll be able to do it. And what does he think? The Beinoni thinks, he's in the middle of explaining as follows. The Beinoni says, Hashem is great, therefore my nefesh wants to become connected to Hashem. But, Sheval karcha chayas heina b'secha guf, the chayas of the neshom is in the body, in golus, v'tzrur is bay, and is bound to it, Kalmon is chayis, like living widows, meaning it's simple English, it's called the aguna, that you're stuck. V'las machshava d'lhein tfisa beklal, and no mind can possibly grasp Hashem in any way whatsoever. Kim kasha tfisa mislabeshes b'teiru mitzviseha, only when the person is learning teiru mitzvahs, like you spoke before in the Perek Dalet of Moshe l'mechabek es ha-melech, when you hug the king, the only way the Beinoni understands, or any person for that matter understands, my neshama is in galus. My neshama itself feels, understands, knows, loves, fears. The neshama is good. The problem is, the neshama is stuck in the body. The body is a concealment that doesn't allow the neshama to have this feeling of Hashem. So the person thinks, this Beinoni, or person thinks, I really want, it's the right thing to do, but I'm stuck. But at the same time, I understand that the only way I can connect myself to Hashem is only when I learn Torah and do mitzvahs. Even though the mitzvahs are seemingly not pure, because the mitzvahs are in physical objects. You learn Torah, you learn about liars and thieves and swindlers, and you learn about evil things and good things. I mean, it's a whole vast scope of Torah. And mitzvahs all deal in physical things. He says, nevertheless, when you hug a king, the Alter Rebbe gave the mashal in Perek Dalet, that even though Torah mitzvahs come into physical objects, but it's a mashal of hugging the king. When you hug a king, even though the king is wearing clothing and a coat, you're still hugging the king. You're only hugging his coat or his shirt. Nevertheless, what's in the cloak, what's inside all of this, is the king himself. So he says when a person does a mitzvah, even though seemingly they're dealing with physical objects, you're taking physical wax and you light it for Shabbos candles, you take physical leather and you make it into a mitzvah, how can I attach myself to Hashem with a physical object? So the mashal is, yes, it's a physical object. Yes, the king is wearing a coat. But what's inside the coat? The essence of the king. And the person understands that this is the only way I can attach myself to Hashem. Because that's where Hashem is. If I come up with my own idea of a relationship with Hashem, it doesn't work. A limited human being can never have a relationship with an infinite God in any way whatsoever. It's impossible. A finite human being cannot have a connection with an infinite Hashem. The only way it is possible is when Hashem commands us to do something, and Hashem puts himself into the mitzvah, and therefore when you do the mitzvah, you're connecting yourself to Hashem, who's inside the physical object, the essence of Hashem, which is in the physical object that you're doing. So the Beinoni understands, even though he cannot stimulate a love of Hashem in a way that he's jumping for joy, but that level every Jew can reach. Because the hidden love that a Jew has is enough to stimulate that level of love of Hashem, to be able to have that relationship with Hashem. Ve'ilazayson, therefore, the person understands, Yosalan, it's proper for them, l'chapke, to hug him, with all your heart and soul, umeid, and all your infinite. These are the three levels of Shema. B'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol miyadecha. Dahayinu, which means kiyum hatariag mitzvahs, the fulfillment of 613 mitzvahs. B'maisa dibur machshava, action, speech, and thought, which is hasagas v'yadiyas ha-Torah kanal, which is the understanding of Torah. This level that Rebbe is going to say now is possible for every person to reach. A person could reach the level of understanding, I want to attach myself to Hashem, because Hashem is infinite. Hashem is greater than everything else that exists in the world. The only way I can attach myself to Hashem is by doing a mitzvah, so therefore this is what I want. It takes, obviously, meditation to realize that Hashem is greater than everything else. And the proof of it is, that many people, everybody, when it falls to their temptations or doing what Hashem wants, many times people fall to their temptations, which is that's another word for sinning. The person understands that God is great. They might think it, but they don't feel it. So the Alter Rebbe is saying the Beinoni has to awaken a level of feeling, not only to know that Hashem is great, because knowing Hashem is great is not going to get you anywhere. In order to feel Hashem is greater than everything else in the world, and therefore I want to attach myself to Hashem, and the only way of doing that is by doing mitzvahs, therefore I want to do mitzvahs. That level a person could do. So he says now in Ikshamayimid Binyan's out, when a person delves deeply into this, the Talumis Tunis Libre, with the hidden levels of his heart's understanding, Umeichei Vilpiv Vilibe Shavim, his mouth and heart are equal. Now there's an expression, not to say one thing and mean something else. You know, but is what you say is what you mean. That the person taka fulfills with his mouth. What he came to the resolution in his heart and mind, meaning, that his desire should be the Torah of Hashem, the Yega b'yayim of alayla b'fiv, and he'll be diligent in Torah day and night, v'cheina yadayim, the hands, v'sharevanim, all the other organs, mekayim ha-mitzvahs, to do the mitzvahs, Fima shenigmer betfunas liba yomeche, based on what the person concluded in his mind and heart. The problem is, sometimes you think, and you make a resolution, and everybody knows the resolutions are broken an hour later, a day later, a week later. That's because, again, the person doesn't feel it. Everybody, and the practical proof of this is Yom Kippur and the day after. Yom Kippur, everybody seriously, I'm talking about people serious, people, usually Yom Kippur are a little serious. And Yom Kippur, they make these resolutions between themselves and Hashem that they're going to change and do tshuva and it isn't it. It's funny. Nobody changes drastically after Yom Kippur on a permanent basis. It just doesn't happen. Why not? The Chayyim made a resolution. There's a resolution that stood in the head and you didn't feel it. If the person would feel it, they would talk to change it. So that's why the Alter Rebbe is saying, if the mouth and the heart are all the same, that they feel the resolution that you made, to taka realize that the only way to connect myself to Hashem is through doing Torah and Mitzvahs. So the Alter Rebbe says now, it's a remarkable thing that he says about this type of love. Haritvunazu, this understanding that Hashem is great and therefore I want to connect myself to Hashem, this love, which is not an open love, it's only intellectual love that this is what I want because this is what's right. This dresses itself into the Torah mitzvahs, that it should be the intelligence of the mitzvah, the life of the mitzvah, the gatfin and the wings of the mitzvah, that the mitzvah should fly upward, as if the person did the mitzvah with a tremendous level of love and fear, which is in the revealed heart. In Tanya, the Alter Rebbe explains, and we learned this in various places, you have the body of the mitzvah, that's the action of the mitzvah. Then you have what's called, what he's calling here, the wings of the mitzvah. What are the wings of the mitzvah? The love and the fear. You have a bird, and the Torah brings this down in Tanya. You have a bird, if you clip the wings of the bird, you take off the wings, the bird is kosher. You can shecht the bird, you can eat the bird. The lack of wings do not make the bird treif. Okay, if it's missing other organs, the bird's treif. The wings, nitla gapov, is kosher. You take off the wings, the bird's kosher. Why? Because the existence of the bird is not dependent, the life of the bird is not dependent on the wings. The bird can live without the wings. What can't the bird do without wings? The bird can't fly. And the uniqueness of a bird is that it flies. I mean, that's the uniqueness of a bird. There is the body of the mitzvah. There's a body of the mitzvah, which is the action of the mitzvah. You put on tefillin, no kavana, no love, no fear, no wings, you did the mitzvah. If you want the mitzvah to fly upward, so to speak, to become relationship with Hashem, you need wings. The wings of a mitzvah is the love, is the right wing, ava, chesed, fear is the left wing. That is when you have mitzvahs with an open level of love and fear, that you actually feel the love and fear. The second level, that you don't have the open love and fear. You have only an intellectually stimulated, intellectual level of love. Suddenly you actually feel it and burning in the heart. Intellectually, you create a love that because I want to connect myself to Hashem, and this is the only way I could do it, so this is what I do. Now, the Rebbe is saying over here, when you do a mitzvah with that level of love, that level of intelligence becomes the wings of the mitzvah. Hashem helps you. Hashem makes that unfelt, unsensed level of love, it's only still in the mind. It didn't openly come into the heart yet. Hashem connects the machshava teiva to the maisa. And therefore Hashem creates the wings for that mitzvah to fly upward. Even though you really don't have open love and fear of Hashem. What? No, here the Alter Rebbe is speaking about the intellect that stimulates the love, intellectual love, not the felt love in the heart, but that keeps the person from sinning, that stops the person from sinning. The reason why a person can understand a lot of chassidus, and they know better than everybody else what God's all about, what God's not all about, because what he's all about we can't understand, nevertheless they'll sin. Why is that? Because the mind didn't even stimulate in a felt fashion, intellectually can explain to you better than everybody else what the mitzvahs do and the avedas do. Can explain better than everybody else, but they'll still sin. Why? Because they know it, but they don't feel it. Here the Rebbe is speaking about a level of love you feel intellectually, but you feel it. Not openly. Bizgalis libe, not in the heart, openly felt, but you do feel it in the intellect, you feel the level of love. And that, in that case, when it doesn't allow the person to sin, it only allows the person to do mitzvahs. So even though there's no actual wings, Hashem makes this as the wings, as if you did it with the open love. Why? So that's what I was going to say, because this love still brought you to do the mitzvah. And without this love, minimal as it is, you wouldn't even be doing the mitzvah. So this is enough of a love that made you do the mitzvah, so it's going to fly upward. It's going to make the person. But many times, between the intellect and the heart, normally the intellect is supposed to stimulate the heart. Many times you have what's called a blockage. The pipes are blocked. The blockage between the head and the heart is called in Chassidus. In fact, in Chassidus it says many times a person meditates and they understand all about Hashem, and yet the heart be still a fashtopped heart, a blocked heart. Why is that? L'cheir seichel awakens me this. By nature. The answer is, between the head and the heart of a person, there's an area called the neck. The neck is a thinner than the head and the rest of the body. The neck, therefore, is called Meitzar HaGaron, the narrowness of the throat. The throat is this narrow level, Meitzar HaGaron, which doesn't allow the intellect to go to the heart. That's why the back of the neck is called Ha'erif. Ha'erif is the same letters as Parei. Meitzar HaGaron is Mitzrayim, and this is Parei. That klipa doesn't let the intellectual stimulation of the mind to become felt openly into the heart. So you have to call the plumber to unblock the Timtum HaLev. So the Rebbe writes in Maimarim that the Rebbe writes that to take off Timtum HaLev for a man is mikveh and chassidus before davening, tzedakah before davening. Those are things that are supposed to remove the blockage that the heart should not become fashtopped and lev ha'even, like the heart of a rock, because you have to soften the heart. So there's a lot of issues. Sometimes the head is not stimulated. Sometimes the head is stimulated, but the throat blocks it. Sometimes the heart is verstopped. And therefore, it says in Chassidus, the Alter Rebbe says in the Kutta Torah, that when a person davens before before Krishna, and you go through this whole thing of the meditation of davening, and you first meditate in Psukah de Zimra, which is the praising of Hashem. And then you go to the second part of davening, which is about the malachim, that the source of the nefesh habamis, equivalent ones, is also praising Hashem. And then the Alter Rebbe says, well, what happens if that doesn't work? So before Shema we say, Avinu Avarachamon, Hamerachem, Rachem no aleinu. We say to God, hey God, it ain't working. Do me a favor, have pity on me. And open it up that we should come to Shema like a mensch. So next time you daven, you'll know that you have Psukah de Zimra and Berchas Krishma. I mean, this will take a few hour davening. But in yesterday's Chitas, the Alter Rebbe spoke about davening an hour and a half Shachris. But so you say, the Alter Rebbe says in the Kutta Torah, it comes to a point, it still doesn't help. You said already Kaddish and you said Baruch and you're still not turned on. So then you turn to Hashem and you say, listen, God, I need help. So the obvious question is, what do you mean, same b'libeinu bina? You don't think in your heart, you think in your head. Why does it say the same b'libeinu put into our heart, bina lahavin ala haskil? Why? Because we're talking here not about the intellectual stimulation that the person has, but they don't have the feeling of it in the heart. So he's saying to Hashem, do me a favor and unblock my heart, and that my heart should have the feeling and understanding of Elokus. And sometimes if he's in the mood, he does it. Sometimes he's busy. You have to make an appointment. He comes back later. If it's an emergency, you pay more. Whatever it is. If the person means it, you get it. You don't mean it, you don't get it.
When you say that the heart is forsook with the tomb of paro, or parin.
Yeah.
So what is that?
It's the blockage that many times, you have many times, even, let's forget a minute about this meditation and love of Hashem. Many times a person knows what's right, but they don't feel what's right. Why is that? If they know it, why shouldn't they feel it? If they know what's right, an intellect stimulates emotion by nature. Seichel is meilid midas. Seichel stimulates midas by nature. Why is it that a person can understand everything and yet not feel it? Why is that? Because there's a blockage along the way. It's not coming down.
Okay, so what Elisa is it? Does it mean like a malach is kalkite? So what is paro?
Paro is the blockage that doesn't let intellect come into feelings. That's what it is. It doesn't let the intellect come into feelings.